In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The words that we have heard Jesus speak here this morning come at the end of a long teaching that he gives. So this is the finale of that teaching, the final thing that he does before he and the apostles move on. And it is a kind of prayer because he is lifting up his voice to the Father. It says that he lifts his voice up to the Father. But it's a different kind of prayer. Oftentimes when Jesus prays, generally when he prays, he goes alone up a mountainside someplace. But sometimes he addresses himself to the Father, intending that others be able to hear what he is saying. And this is one of those times. And in this example of his addressing God the Father in the hearing of those who are around him, there are two things in particular that he gives to those people. First of all, he provides us with an example. Theophylact says that Jesus, the Christ, provides us an example of all of the virtues, the way we ought to live. So he provides an example of how we ought to live as Christians. But also at the same time, there is a teaching here. Something that is revealed about himself, his relationship to God the Father, and his relationship to all of us. First he says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. And what is he talking about? What is the glorification of Christ? The glorification of Christ is the crucifixion. It is his glory. It is his triumph. It is the place from which he rules, because it is the place that he ascends in order to conquer death. He isn't glorified in the way we understand glorification according to the world. There used to be on Broadway, and it's still playing parts of the world all these decades later, a Broadway play, Jesus Christ Superstar. And the premise of the play was that, first of all, Jesus was just a man. Judas knows Jesus is just a man. Judas is wise in this play. He's a tragic figure in the end. And Jesus is just getting into this whole business of being famous and being well known. And Judas warns him against this. Don't get carried away. You are being glorified by all of those around you. Everyone is following you. It presents an image of Christ, in addition to completely distorting the Christian message, but it presents an image of Christ that people can understand. The idea of Christ as celebrity. American Idol, you know. The glorification of someone by popularity according to the masses. Jesus is presented as though the important thing about him was the fact that he went on a kind of tour through Palestine and did miracles. He was popular. He was the rock star of his time. All of that's completely false. That isn't the way it is at all. The Blessed Theophylact points out that before the crucifixion, Jesus was barely known, even by the Jews. This is a modern misconception, a modern misreading of the Gospels based on our focusing on the miracles that he performed and the impact that they have on a modern audience who doesn't believe in miracles. So what's the most important thing about Jesus? He did all these miracles. Everybody acknowledged that he was a miraculous wonder worker. He was this great popular figure. Unfortunately, it ended kind of bad. He was killed. Poor Jesus. None of this comes from the gospel. Theophylact points out that It's only because of the crucifixion that Jesus became well known. It's only because of what he did on the cross that he is important, not because of the things that he did before. The centrality of the cross is there in the scriptures, and yet we can miss it if we become caught up in this idea of Jesus as this great celebrity and wonder worker. What did he do on the cross? He fulfilled the work that God the Father had sent him into the world to do. He says in this prayer, this address to the Father, I have completed the work that you sent me in the world to do. He has come into the world, he has taken on our flesh, and he has glorified the Father. During his earthly ministry, that 3 years, he never glorified himself. He always glorified the Father. He always pointed toward the Father. He was giving an example of how all of us ought to live, and also he was giving an example of the humility of God himself. So he never glorified himself. But now a new point has been reached. He is, by way of letting people listen to his speaking to God the Father, he is revealing things to them. Now the time has come that I be glorified. Now the time has come that I be lifted up. Now the time has come that I be crucified. Now the time has come that I lay down my life. But then he turns towards something in the future, something that isn't accomplished by the cross, but that will be accomplished afterward. And he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. What's that about? That is about the fact that he is going to destroy death and arise from the dead. At the point of the cross, our human nature has not yet been glorified. God has been glorified. Jesus has glorified him. But our human nature has not yet been glorified. Jesus, the Christ task in the world, has been accomplished. But there is still left the fact that our humanity needs to be glorified along with him by his trampling down and destruction of death. We can't forget the crucifixion and resurrection on this Sunday. We are still within the realm of Pascha. They're still white, even after the ascension. There are two more Sundays. Today, that is counted a Sunday of Pascha, and next Sunday, which is two things. The final Sunday of Pascha, and also Pentecost, both of them. They are tied together. The crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and Pentecost are linked together in that way. So, now, Jesus is saying, glorify thou me, the incarnate Son of God, glorify the humanity that I am carrying for everyone else. It's like the opposite counterpoint, you know, to the way a human being carried God within her own body. Now, because that happened, Christ is carrying our humanity and is going to glorify it, to make it the way it was meant to be, by destroying the power of death, arising from the dead. The resurrected Christ, we see in him our humanity glorified. That's what he's talking about. And all of us have access to that glorification of our humanity that Christ has accomplished. Because Jesus Christ is also giving us an example of how to live in this prayer that he offers up to God, this kind of open letter to the Christian community addressed to God the Father. We are called upon to enter into battle against sin and suffering and death within ourselves, because that's how he overcame sin and suffering and death. He used himself. He used his own body. His own body, his own blood was poured out. His humanity was glorified in this pouring out of his blood, in this laying down of life. He courageously battles sin and suffering and death by way of himself. We are called to do exactly the same thing. That's the example that he provides. The only way that we can conquer sin and suffering and death is to battle against it within ourselves, out of love of others, not out of love for ourselves. We make a central mistake in spiritual life when we focus on ourselves and try to avoid missing the mark. It's self-glorification, you see. Christ glorified the Father. We must glorify Christ. When we go into battle within ourselves against sin and suffering and death, if we expect to arise triumphant in a resurrection like his, it has to be done as he did it. We are using our bodies as he used his body to do battle against sin and suffering and death. It goes beyond what my shortcomings and my efforts to not do this or to not do that. We have to do what he did when he glorified our humanity. If we are going to share in his glorification of our humanity, we have to die a death like his in order to be able to arise in a life like his. That's the key. And that key to the Christian life is revealed to us in this prayer that Jesus lifts up to the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.